Welcome to the Love Your Life podcast. My name is Stephanie. I'm a health and life coach, fitness enthusiast, entrepreneur, and a triathlete's wife. I am here to share my tips to help you create harmony on all aspects of your life: health, career, spirituality, relationships, and personal development. Every week, you will be inspired to create a life you love and deserve. Hey everyone, can you believe it? It is officially November, which means that we just finished with all of the Halloween stuff. And depending on when you're watching this, you might still have some Halloween candy still about in your house. And if so, I urge you to get rid of it. Do a Halloween candy buy back program. Make little bags for your kids to take it to school and pass out to the teachers. Bring it to work, set it out there, whatever, just get it out of your house. But I want to talk about the next upcoming holiday, which is Thanksgiving, and it's right around the corner. And for many of you, including myself, Thanksgiving is a big holiday because you enjoy going to see your family, whether you're traveling, whatever it may be. You might have a lot of options in front of you for Thanksgiving. And you're like, all right, Stephanie, I just got through Halloween candy, and now Thanksgiving is upon us, and then of course after that is Christmas and the New Year, and it just becomes very stressful. So I want to talk about a strategy for success on Thanksgiving. Again, we want to think about these things ahead of time. All right, so the first thing I want to do is talk about, you know, why it is that, you know, we come together for Thanksgiving. It is celebrating the time that we have with our loved ones. I'm actually doing something different this year, which is a Friendsgiving and letting people know about coming over to the house. I'm incorporating with my meditation and tea group. You can do something like that. But again, if you're doing a Friendsgiving and you're doing Thanksgiving, you probably have a couple of meals ahead of you this holiday season. So the first one is, let's talk about how big is your meal. It's hard to believe, but the average Thanksgiving meal contains about 3,000 calories. Again, I'm going to say that again. 3,000 calories and 229 grams of fat. And most of us do not omit ourselves from indulging in this feast. It's typical to snack and then celebrate all day long. The trouble comes when we have to deal with those extra calories that we have packed on our bodies. And unless you are participating in a race like a turkey trot and doing a 5, 10K or a half marathon on that day, which I highly doubt that you are, you can't really justify those extra calories. Even if you are doing a race, let's be realistic, you're not burning that much calories. So let's think about this. A 160-pound person would have to run a moderate pace for 4 hours, swim for 5 hours, or walk 30 minutes to burn off the 3,000 calories. So again, if you are doing a turkey trot, you're not out there for 4 hours on Thanksgiving Day. So you really want to think about this. Many people start by snacking throughout the day, and that combined with a meal can lead to a total calorie intake of 4,500. So let's talk about some tips for Turkey Day. The good news is that you don't have to forgo your favorite holiday foods. There is room to indulge in a little bit of holiday feast. The secret is to have a plan of action as we head into this holiday season. By staying on top of both your calorie intake and your physical activity, you can enjoy your favorite foods in moderation. And you can also emerge on the other side just as you are coming onto the other side and feel super fit. So the first thing I want to talk about is to plan your meals, right? Always talk about planning. It's not just a nutritionist thing. It's not just a fit coach thing. We're always going to talk about planning. Plan your meals. If you know what you're going to have, some heavy celebratory meals on upcoming days, limit your intake on the other meals to help you balance out your diet. I like using a lot of different apps. There's a ton of them out there. MyFitnessPal, whatever it may be, a calorie counting app. start to plug in those heavy meals first so that you are able to eat those more moderate meals later on. So plug in those things that you know you're going to have, whether that is, for me, it's macaroni and cheese and sweet potato pie. I'm going to have them. There's healthier alternatives out there. I'm big on healthier recipes, which I will tell you a little bit later on. I do have a holiday cookbook, but I'll let you know about that in a moment. I'm not going to mess with my mom's macaroni and cheese or my grandmother's sweet potato pie. Just not going to mess with those, right? I want to eat them. So I make sure that I think about what I want to eat throughout the rest of the day and the week so I can actually have those two things. Now, it's not like a massive serving either. It's just a small serving of those. The other thing is don't skip your meals, but make them lighter and make sure that you have plenty of healthy, lower calorie foods. So a lot more vegetables, a lot more lean protein, things like that, instead of like the higher fat foods and high carbohydrate foods. So again, for instance, if you're going to have a big lunch, then eat a smaller breakfast and dinner. So that's that potluck at your office or whatever it may be. Have a smaller breakfast and dinner. Again, if you're going to have a big dinner, have a smaller lunch and dinner, right? So the other tip is you want to look at the big picture. Keep up of how you're eating throughout the several days surrounding that holiday, which is, of course, we're talking about Thanksgiving. It's not a good idea to indulge on every opportunity that presents itself. So splurge heavily on one day and then take it easy on the next. This does not mean that you are going to, in that same week, have your holiday potluck and your Friendsgiving and then Thanksgiving. No. One day that week. Okay, so try to spread it out a little bit. Keep moving. The last thing that you need at this time is to slow down your metabolism. So staying active is a really great way to give your body the fighting chance it needs to negotiate the extra calories that you will be consuming. This is the biggest thing is that you need to exercise. This is going to help do things like strength training is really great, cardiovascular training. This does not mean that just because you're going into this holiday season that your strength training sessions has ended. Your metabolism and calorie burn remains high even when you are strength training. Big thing is there are some simple strengthening exercises that you could do no matter where you are, whether you're traveling, if you're at work, you're at your in-laws, whatever it may be. These are push-ups. You are not, you don't have to like worry about getting on the floor. You can do it on your knees. You could do it on the wall. You could do it on the bench, whatever it may be. All right, just start to get some push-ups in. Lunges. For a little bit of extra credit, you can do them with a dumbbell or other heavy objects. You can even put one foot onto a bench or a chair and then the other foot off and do a Bulgarian split squat. Squat's a really great one, but make sure you're doing it with proper form. So again, you can do bench squats. You can do kettlebell squats. You can do weighted ones, body weight ones, or whatever it may be. Step ups, this is a really great one where you can alternate your legs, get that heart rate going. These are just some small tips to help you navigate through Thanksgiving. Now I want to tell you one thing. If you are looking to start an exercise program and you're like the person that likes to start in the new year, I urge you to do it now. Just in the last couple of days, I've had at least three of my clients, previous clients reach out to me and had asked if they can start with an exercise program again, or they wanted to double up on some of their exercises. So instead of once a week, they're now twice a week or twice a week, three times a week. They know, and they've been with me long enough to know that when you start now, before the holiday gets you, you aren't going to gain those extra 10 pounds that typically people gain between Halloween and the new year. So if you do not want to be that statistic and you want to maintain your weight so that you're not gaining anything extra, you want to lose weight, whatever it may be, hire a coach, right? You can hire a personal trainer if you're a newbie. If you are more of a pro, you can reach out to me. I create a lot of exercise and nutritional programs to navigate you throughout the holidays, and I keep you accountable. The other thing is, and I mentioned this before, it's all about like finding healthier swaps. Now, I'm not going to tell you that there's a healthier swap for like your macaroni and cheese or my grandmother's sweet potato pie, but I have created a really great holiday cookbook that I know that you're gonna love. It has a lot of different side dishes, a lot of beverages, desserts, all that stuff that you can still indulge in without feeling super guilty and not feel heavy at the end of it. If you are interested in doing that, simply click on the link below and you'll be able to purchase that holiday cookbook. It's really great e-cookbook. You can give it to your friends and your family. Really low, it doesn't cost that much. It's like $8, all right? So if that's something that interests you and you're like, all right, cool, I want some really healthy recipes. I have curated them. I have a lot of my clients that love them. I created it a few years ago, and it's one of the top selling things that I have. So grab a hold of that. I hope you found these tips to be very useful. And at any point in time, you can always reach out to me by simply sending me an email at stephanie@stephanielopezgilmore.com. All right, take care and happy holidays. Thank you for tuning into the Love Your Life podcast. All information and links for this podcast can be found in the show notes. If you like this episode and want to continue the conversation, you can email me at info@fitnesswellnesslife.com. And for more information to living a life you love, follow me on Instagram at FWL_Steph and on Facebook at Fitness Wellness Life. As always, you can schedule a free 30-minute call with me by going to www.fitnesswellnesslife.com. Thanks again, and don't forget to tune in next week for another inspiring episode.